roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, STAB's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called STAB. STAB.
Oh my God. So many people here. Welcome to STAB, everybody. Let's meet your contestants. We got this guy right here, Grant Holton. Let's hear it. Back again. Number two. Your second? The third appearance. Second? Number two. And very, very first time on the show. Rhoda Ramon right there in the middle. And on the end there, Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. Hey, guys. How are you, Grant?
I'm okay.
You're all right?
Yeah.
You've been working out lately?
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Indeed.
That's what I see, actually.
Well, thank you, John.
Is he loud enough? Are you just... You're so soft-spoken for such a gruff man. I mean, you're not gruff. There we go. You want to talk into that mic a little bit more, Bubba? Buddy Bubs?
Hello.
There we go. Grant, thank you for being here. It's your second time on the show. It took us a long time to ask you back because you know why. No, I don't know, because you're never online when I'm booking it at the last minute, so I apologize. Thank you for being here. I don't know if you guys knew this about Grant. Grant is a subliminal message.
Wow.
Yeah. So, there's that. Rhoda.
Yes, hello.
Hello, get up on that mic. You know.
I'm up on it.
You know how. You got kids.
Here I am.
I don't know what that is. You have a kid. I'm sorry. Maybe you don't know how to get up on it. I don't know. Thank you for being here. You're funny. You do funny things online. And that's what made us ask you here. Because you actually played STAB on Twitter. And just like Bruce Springsteen pulled up Courtney Cox from the crowd, that's what we decided to do. Well, I mean, you also do some stand-up around town, so thank you for being here. You could respond if you want. You could
talk. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. That's
to
what
get
we
away
need.
From the house.
Happy to be away.
It's important.
I don't know if you knew this about
Me
Rhoda.
Time is important.
I don't know if you knew this about Rhoda, though. Rhoda Ramon has a fancy for the... Serendipitous. She has a fancy for the serendipitous.
Whatever that means.
Yep.
Whatever that means.
It's true. Right. Okay. Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones here again. Show number 838 for Jesse Jones in a row.
Yeah, that's about right.
Jesse Jones, thanks for being here.
Sure. Did you just compare this show to Bruce Springsteen?
I compared...
You directly compared the show to Bruce Springsteen.
I compared myself to the boss.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
You know, in the video, right?
Yeah. Where he pulls up. That's why.
Because she is like she.
No, I get it. That's why I pointed out the reference that you directly made.
Do you disagree that the show is not like Bruce Springsteen?
Oh no.
I was.
It's just about time someone said it. Was
all
Thank I
you.
Was saying.
Very good. Jesse Jones here. I don't know if you knew this about Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones, he invented carpal tunnel syndrome.
It is. It's true.
It was all him.
It was a labor of love.
Guess what? STAB is starting. All right. This first segment... is going to be the best one of the whole show. Mm. It's called This Was Today Once. We did it last time, but with different things. Oh, Grant. Grant, on this date, 1945, Wilma Mankiller, American tribal chief, was born. Cherokee, just like me. Also on this very date, 1493, Christopher Columbus first sights the island now known as Puerto Rico. How about these things in regard to celebration?
Well, first I Googled Wilma Mankiller, and I was surprised to find out how appropriate her last name is, because she looked kind of like a cross between like Eileen Wuornos and Kathy Bates from Misery.
So hot.
Indeed. And I also I learned that she worked for the advancement of her people. The same cannot be said about Christopher Columbus, however. And the more I thought about it, the more consumed with white guilt I became. So I decided to go down to a local school. And as I watched their faces twist with horror and agony, I smiled, knowing that I fucked up Thanksgiving for their future children.
Very good, Grant Holden. Yes, making a strong sophomore release. Very good, Grant. Rhoda, it's your first time ever speaking on the show. Don't fuck it up.
Okay. That's what I heard right before I got pregnant. That's
awesome. On this date, 1963, the first push-button telephone goes into service. Also on this date, 1883, American and Canadian railroads institute 5 standard continental time zones, ending the confusion of thousands of local times. How did you celebrate these events in tandem?
Well, John, I celebrated by putting on my best early 1960s-style clothes, including the cone-shaped bra. I poured myself a gimlet and I lit up a cigarette. Then I just sat quietly for 2 minutes to appreciate the amount of time having a push-button telephone saves, because the rotary phone took, like, forever to dial out. From there, I watched all of my favorite train-based films, including Strangers on a Train, Murder on the Orient Express, and Thomas the Tank Engine and the Magic Railroad. 10 gimlets in, I decided to call all of my exes based on what time zone they currently live in. Oh, yes, John. I've got hoes. I've got hoes in different time zones. And taking a cue from our polite Canadian brethren, I told them how sorry I was about all the times I was a bitch to them.
Well, that was nice of you. Rhoda Ramone! Jesse Jones. Mm-hmm. On this date, 1988, war on drugs. U.S. President Ronald Reagan signs a bill into law allowing the death penalty for drug traffickers. Also on this very date, 1928, the release of the animated short Steamboat Willie, the first fully synchronized sound cartoon directed by Walt Disney and Ub Iwerks, featuring the third appearances of cartoon characters Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. Yeah. This is considered by Disney Corporation to be Mickey's birthday. Also, so, yeah. How about that?
Well, two greater 20th century giants you will never find, John. Did you know that Ronald Reagan and Walt Disney were among the first class of inductees into the California Hall of Fame in 2006?
I didn't know that.
As a lifelong Californian, I hope to someday join these Golden State Titans in this hallowed institution that, until I just mentioned it right now, you probably didn't even know existed. So in order to solidify my place amongst these two great Californinos, that's the plural,
yeah.
I set out today to be as Reagan and Disney as I possibly could. First, I took a little drive down to Los Angeles, a sister city of Berlin, and yelled at every passing Russian person I met for them to tear down any German-made fence or wall they could find in the city. They didn't know what I was shouting. I didn't know what they were shouting. But it felt so good to yell loudly and confidently in the faces of so many confused Russians that it didn't even matter that they couldn't understand me. Then I had a good friend of mine design me a pair of tiny red shorts, which I tried to stuff any mouse I could get my hands on into. I forget my friend's name now, but it hardly matters. It was difficult to pronounce and impossible to market.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right.
Most did.
Okay.
It's a thinker. Stack. Then later still, I was just really crazily, unforgivably racist. knowing that in the future the good that I did would so far outweigh my bigotry, and that I would make so much cool shit that it could all easily be forgiven. So, Mommy, with that all taken care of and my place in history almost certainly assured, everyone's invited to my 2016 California Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Except, of course, you know, the Jews.
That was This Was Today Once. The show is not even close to being over. The show is called Stab. This next segment is called The Top 5 Google Searches Of. Okay, guys. As most douchebags and others know, this past week was a bad one for former UFC women's bantamweight champion Ronda Rousey, as she received many punches to the face and one big kick to the neck in her loss against Holly Holm. Please compose the top 5 Google searches from the perspective of Ronda Rousey's face. If Ronda Rousey's face could search Google, what would it search for? We'll start one at a time, and we'll cycle through. Grant, first Google search of Ronda Rousey's face.
Will endorsing Ben Carson make the pain go away?
What is a butterface?
Grant.
How to find a lost ego?
Can you apply tenactin foot cream to your neck?
Holly Holm athlete's foot.
Who is Mike Tyson's tattoo artist?
I need to know what these are.
Holly Holm penis.
It's the preacher's daughter, man. That's good.
How to win him over with your personality.
Jesus.
It's actually phonetic on this page. Oh. I'm a goddamn professional.
Remember, guys, this is a pay-as-you-leave show.
I commit to a bit.
Yes, you do. Grant, the 5th of 5, please.
Ben Carson for president 2016.
Tina Turner makeup tips.
Oh, the slow clap.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was good.
You've just solidified yourself into a second episode. Run remote.
She's just a private dancer.
That was the top 5 Google searches of Ronda Rousey's fucking face. Oh, I'm so glad to see her get beat. That was wonderful. Okay, I've watched that video 150 times. I really have. I probably have. There's it's on loop. This next segment is called Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym, reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? Today's acronym, MMA. MMA. We have a theme. See what we're doing? Grant, what does MMA mean to you?
Manhandling Mormons abroad.
Manhandling Mormons
abroad. It's It's a nonprofit that it seeks out Mormons in foreign countries and throws them into the nearest dumpster, or in more impoverished areas, the nearest pile of steaming human waste. They've also been known to, in areas with a more prominent Muslim population, uh-oh, to place humorous drawings of Muhammad on the backs of missionaries, much in the style of a kick me sign.
Very good, Grant. Manhandling Mormons abroad. Rhoda, what does MMA mean to you?
Before I begin, I just want to apologize for the sexist comments that I'm about to make. They in no way reflect how I really feel. MMA stands for most men, assholes. Finally, an acronym to sum up the frustrations you have with your better half. Did your boyfriend ditch you to go to Burning Man after he promised he'd be your date to your bitchy cousin's wedding? MMA. Did your significant other complain about being tired as you were entering your 36th hour of labor? MMA. Was your husband's name on that leaked list of Ashley Madison clients? Sweetheart. MMA. Most men. Assholes.
Very good. Rhoda, I accept your apology. I forgive you.
Thank
you. Jesse Jones, MMA, what does it mean to you?
It's very, very different from Rhoda's. MMA represents a hardworking organization dedicated to selflessly taking care of everyone but themselves, and who really don't ask much if you think about it. Not that you'd listen to them if they'd ask for anything. MMA, or most moms agree, that you should really call more. It's true that most moms agree they're not weathermen, but neither are you. And most moms agree that you should really take a jacket. Even if you think you might not need it now, who knows about later? Just take a jacket. What'll it hurt? Most moms agree, you'll thank them later. And while most moms agree that they're not complaining or even trying to pressure you, most moms agree that they're getting older. And would just like to someday maybe be able to join the ladies of MGA, or most grandmothers agree. And most moms agree that it's probably about time you started thinking about settling down. What about that nice girl that most moms agree you should go out with? Give it a try. Who knows? You might like her. Even if not, at least you got out of the house, right? So visit MMA today. Because most moms agree they shouldn't just see you on Thanksgiving and Christmas. You live right down the street, for crying out loud.
Most moms agree. MMA. That was reorganization. This next segment is called Movie Makeup. Here are some movie titles I made up. Please give a synopsis based off the provided titles. Grant Holton, the name of the movie you were given is Dream Snatch. Dream Snatch.
A sci-fi thriller. Dream Snatch focuses on the quest of Bob Whatever, a man in search of a mythical piece of pussy that was the subject of his first wet dream. The Dream Snatch.
So stupid.
Oh, fuck all you. Using dream exploration technology, he relives a lifetime of nightmares, including the time he dreamed about getting his dick stuck in the soft serve machine at a hometown buffet. When Bob finally finds what he's looking for, he's ecstatic. But things turn dark when he realizes that the dream snatch belongs to Helga, a girl riddled with scoliosis that he used to throw peanuts at in elementary school.
Grant Holton shrugs at the end of it. Very good. That was a slow burn. That was a good one. All right. The name of the movie you have, Rhoda. Snitches get pinches. Snitches get pinches. Did someone say wow? Someone okay, thank you. Snitches get pinches. Not pinches. It's spelled the same. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Have you ever wondered what goes on in the mind of babies living in the inner city? From the creators of Baby Geniuses and Look Who's Talking 1, 2, and 3. That's right. They made 3. Come snitches get pinches. Haley Joel Osment voices Baby Hunter, a 2-year-old sent to live with his grandmother on the tough streets of Baltimore after losing his parents in a tragic Pilates accident. Watch him try to navigate his way through a new daycare full of ethnically diverse toddlers as he learns a very important rule. Snitches get pinches. You got them big cheeks, says little Deshaun, voiced by Michael K. Williams, the guy who plays Omar on The Wire. Snitch on this crew and we'll frame you for biting. I bet Miss Bertha would love to go to town on those chubby rosies and them chunky little thighs. This isn't duck, duck, goose, and nap time anymore. This is the inner city. Can Hunter learn the ins and outs of his new life and make a few circle time friends along the way? Co-starring Della Reese as Miss Bertha. Jennifer Lopez as Destiny, the fiery Latina who helps Hunter learn the ropes. And Dame Judi Dench is Nana, Hunter's liberal grandma who wears ponchos and writes poetry. Snitches get pinches. The Gerber baby never had to deal with this shit. Coming soon.
Rhoda Ramone, snitches get pinches. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
This movie title should have been on the last show. name of your movie is called Quit Sucking That. What's this movie about?
I get that. Quit Sucking That is actually a series of short health education films distributed to public schools in the early 50s. Meant to help educate school children on the dangers of mouthborne illness and the creeping red menace. Produced in association with R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. And the newly formed United States Department of Health and Human Services. Here are a couple excerpts from some of those Quit Sucking That educational films. Whoa, Timmy. You get that lead army man out of your mouth this very instant. Not because lead's bad for you, why heavens no. Science has proven that lead is one of the safest, most delicious metals in the land. But because that toy is made in red China. So quit sucking that and start sucking the smooth, rich flavor of Pall Mall cigarettes. Guard against throat scratch and harmful communist ideals with the finest quality tobacco money can buy. And with the smooth smoking of Pall Mall cigarettes. Oh no, Sally. You put that fork full of noodles down this very second. You don't want your tummy upset by oriental spices. Or wrong-headed political leanings. So quit sucking that and start sucking something that'll really help with digestion. The mellow flavor of Camel cigarettes. Why, doctors in all branches of medicine and in all 48 states were asked which cigarettes they smoke, and the brand name most was Camel. Take your own 30-day Camel mildness test in your T-zone, Sally. T is for taste, and T is for throat. So for digestion's sake and for freedom's sake, smoke the cigarette more doctors smoke. Smoke a Camel.
Woo! There it is. Movie Makeup. That was the name of that. The show is still called Stab. Still called Stab. This next segment is the last one of the night. Oh, so poor babies. All right. It is. It's called Vows to an Asshole. That's Vows to an Asshole. Yeah. All right. You can. Congratulations, guys. You are married. You're marrying the following assholes. Grant Holton, you will be married to backhanded compliments. Rhoda, you will be married to a plantation owner. An asshole plantation owner.
Well.
Yeah. It's assumed. Is that assumed? And Jesse Jones, you'll be married to the drought. So we're going to go ahead and start with Grant Holton. You're married to backhanded compliments. Let's hear your vows.
All right. Backhanded compliments. You've made me as happy as I've ever been, which isn't saying much because my life has been defined by crippling depression and anxiety. You're as beautiful as a girl with just enough acne to shatter her self-esteem. I'll help you when you're in need, even though you create all your own problems. You changed my life, not that it needed changing. Backhanded compliments. The world is a cruel, nasty, disgusting place, and you mean the world to me.
Very good, Grant. Rhoda, please read your vows to a plantation owner.
My dearest Orson, the first time I ever laid eyes on you, you were giving a good licking to some lazy boy who hadn't picked his day's worth of cotton. Jesus. As you tossed your whip to the side and wiped the sweat from your brow and asked for some sweet tea, I knew right then and there that you were to be my betrothed. Who is that? I asked my friend Savannah. You could quench the thirst of every slave on this plantation with what I've got going on in my bloomers. Since then, it's been a whirlwind of romantic walks through the cotton fields, laughing together at the sobbing mothers whose babies you traded away for extra field hands, and watching the sun set over the antebellum south. Just me, you, and my chaperone, Mammy. I look forward to building a life and raising a family. I picture the two of us growing old together, living even into our 40s. You giving advice to our grown children. Tell them not to buy their livestock based solely on physical build, but to make sure they have speaking voices that aren't annoying. And me doing my needle points by the fire. Sounds just like a marmalade dream. I vow to love, honor, and cherish you, and to approach our marriage with the same passion as our 15th president, James Buchanan, who I'm sure years from now, everyone will remember as the fearless leader who was militantly pro-slavery. A man like him will certainly not be succeeded by another president with conflicting ideals and an enormously overshadowing legacy. Just like our love cannot be overshadowed. Very good. I love you.
Very good, Rhoda. Jesse Jones, you will be married to the drought.
I told myself I wouldn't get choked up like this. But there's just something about you. It's always made my knees weak and left my mouth so dry. I can't remember a time when you haven't been a part of my life. Even when I was a kid, I remember hearing your name whispered everywhere. And as I got older, I just knew I was going to spend the rest of my life in your warm, suffocating embrace. You have uncovered areas of my heart, which had always been hidden below waves of loneliness. Areas now plainly visible on the surface. A surface which I can now just walk across easily, and it's fucking terrifying. The snowpack of my soul, cold and desolate, before you melted away, never to return. My love for you burns like thousands of simultaneous wildfires. Burning so brightly, a love fueled by the hopes and dreams of so many. A love engulfing my soul like street after street of abandoned homes. A love which is 0% contained. Let this climate of love continue hotter and hotter. And what therefore a combination of man's greed and stupidity joined together. Let no niño or niña put asunder. I'm sorry. I don't have tears anymore. This is how I cry now.
Stab is over. One more time for Grant Holton, Rhoda Ramon, and Jesse Jones. My name is John Ross. This has been Stab. Let's hear it one more time for Luna's Cafe in Atlanta. Dan Herrera over here. All the comedians all night. Guys, check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, all kinds of places. Twitter, Facebook, Stitcher, Tumblr, no? WordPress. Just go to Craigslist. Type in Stab. All right, guys. Thank you very much. Good night.